Hello, you're listening to Dan O. Becker. This is a podcast called Dan O's Ones and O's. This is episode 4 of the podcast. It is May 31st, 2020. And if you've listened to the earlier episodes, the theme that I'm talking about in these first 4 episodes is a challenge I had from a friend on Facebook to name 10 albums that influenced my musical tastes and upbringing. And it also requested that I post one album cover a day with no commentary, but I could not do that. So I picked 16 albums and commented on Facebook extensively. And then I enjoyed doing that so much, I decided to make a podcast involving some influential albums in my life. And I started the first podcast with 4 albums, Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Beach Boys, and Motown, and that influenced me in the 50s and the 60s. Then in the 70s, my musical tastes went toward garage rock, Mott the Hoople, reggae music, Bruce Springsteen, The Boss, and then in the last part of the 70s, the punk and new wave that came out really influenced me. And last episode, I talked about The Clash, London Calling, The Pretenders, Elvis Costello, Get Happy, and Malcolm McLaren fans. And that was the beginning of the 80s and very much influenced me. And on this episode, I will be talking about the evening of the 80s as it morphed into the 90s, which also had great music that really influenced my life and development. And so in this episode, we're going to talk, you're going to hear about music that I tend to like, which is garage-based, guitar-based, rock and roll. Definitely the middle of the 80s had a turn to it. There was a lot of synthesizer-based music, keyboard-based music, which I loved. You know, I loved the Human League and so many albums that came out, I mean, that were very synth-oriented. But I still like the guitars and the rock, and you'll see that in some of the picks I have today. And so for this first album I'm going to play, this is by a group called The Replacements. They formed in the early 80s, and they were very rock-oriented, typical 4-person combo with Paul Westerberg on guitars and vocals and Bob Stinson on guitar and Chris Marrs on drum and Tommy Stinson on bass. And they had a lot of good, energetic early albums, but the one from The Replacements that influenced me was this one, Pleased to Meet Me. And this is one of my favorite songs off the album. It's the one that ended the album called Can't Hardly Wait. And some good production and some horns on it. So here are The Replacements.
Never about
Okay, there you have The Replacements with Can't Hardly Wait. And so Paul Westerberg, who is singing lead vocals and wrote that track, he went on to have a very good solo career. And probably his best solo album, I thought, was the combination of Stereo and Mono, which came out right after 2000, 2001-ish. Also, let's see. Well, Bob Stinson was kicked out of the band, and eventually he died from alcohol and drug abuse. His brother, Tommy Stinson, the bass player, went on to join numerous other bands and probably most well-known from being in Guns N' Roses. And then the drummer, Chris Mars, he left music and became an artist and did many, many portraits and album covers. And I guess you could call his style kind of grotesque, humorous, kind of like Hieronymus Bosch. And great artwork, but very distorted faces and people and whatnot. And so going on to the next song, and part of the fun of this podcast is me figuring out which songs to illustrate the album, because just about every song on this album is fantastic. And I think a lot of people know Alex Chilton and some other songs, but and Skyway, which was a very mellow song by Paul Westerberg. But I'm going to play this next one, which is a rocker. And this one is Valentine, which was written by Paul Westerberg and Tommy Stinson and Chris Mars. So here we are with Valentine.
Well, you wish upon a star that turns into a plane. That's right on par. Who is left to blame? Like a moon in a lonely star, yeah.
Okay, and that is The Replacements, and that is Valentine from the 1987 album Pleased to Meet Me. And they went on and did two more albums, which were kind of done with not as much of a band perspective and kind of was the beginning of Paul Westerberg's solo career. But they did Right By Me and always liked their music. So this next band, they formed in 1984. This is a big Audio Dynamite. And when Mick Jones left The Clash, he started this group up, and he had a fellow musician, Don Letts, on vocals, and Dan Donovan on keyboards, and then the rhythm section, Leo Williams on bass, and Greg Roberts on drums. And they took a direction kind of different from The Clash and went into more hip-hop and more like dancehall kind of music, and had two very good beginning albums. The Big Audio Dynamite, 1984, and Big Audio Dynamite 2, and then number 10, Upping Street, were all very good albums. But then Mick had a serious illness, and he was in the hospital for a long time, and I think he started getting a little bit more reflective. And so in 1989, after a little bit of a hiatus and no touring, he came out with this album, the fourth studio album, the final one with the people I just mentioned. And this one had a lot of samples. It had a hit song, James Brown, with a lot of James Brown samples on it. But some of the other songs were fun to kind of decipher where the samples came from. And this particular song starts out with Rule Britannia, obviously a well-known song to people of the UK. But it also has an interesting drum sample there, and it is from Charlie Watts and Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Woman, and the Rolling Stones definitely influenced Mick Jones a lot. And so listen to the sample and listen to the song Union Jack that is on Megatop Phoenix. And here we go, Big Audio Dynamite. By the empire, Is Big Audio Dynamite and Union Jack, and lots of movie samples going on there, movie dialogue and whatnot. So, as I mentioned before the song, Mick was ill for a while, and also his basement studio in London was flooded, and it led to some very introspective songs on the album. Stalag 123 is describes the flooding in his studio and how it affected him. This song that I'm going to play, I had a discussion with a friend about the song and what it meant. It's called Around the Girl in 80 Ways, and it does sound like a pop song, and it does sound like, well, you can take the lyrics in many ways, and what I hear... my friend had thought that it was kind of dismissive of being in a relationship, but I thought it was deeper than that. I thought it was not only mentioning the easy ways to win over a person in a relationship by cards and candy and flowers and whatnot, but it the deeper part of it is more when he says all these things are substitutes for feelings I don't show. And so he recognizes the nice gestures, but you can kind of listen in more deeply as to what he feels about those things. And so, well, here it is, kind of a boppy pop melody, but with some good lyrics behind it. And so this is Big Audio Dynamite, a song written by Mick Jones and Don Letts and 80 Ways Around the Girl.
A bunch of flowers, a word you say, a sparkle in your eye, a second glance, you tip your hat, but the girl just passes by. Around the girl in 80 ways, take her out tonight. Put my arms around you, squeeze and hold you tight. 80 ways around the girl, most of them I know. All of them are substitutes for feelings I don't show.
And there you have Big Audio Dynamite with 80 Ways Around the Girl. And that album influenced me just because a band I loved, and great album after great album. And they kept releasing albums that got less and less airplay. And eventually their final one was in 1997. Entering a New Ride, which I thought was a very good album. It was double vinyl album. And but then after that, Mick went on. He formed another band, Carbon Silicon, and it was him and Tommy James from Generation X, I believe, and that was mostly singles released on the internet, and they were interesting. I don't think he equaled what he did with The Clash, but it's always great to hear his perspective. And so now I'm going into the middle of '90s. '90s had so many great artists. I really was influenced by Nirvana, some good stuff, and Stone Temple Pilots, and a lot of good music in the '90s. But it wasn't until the middle of the '90s that I was really struck by a fantastic album. I came to it a little later, but a band form that not many people know about called Pavement. And they started releasing albums in 92 and continued until 99 when the band split up and the members went their different ways. In particular, the two main drivers of the group Pavement were Stephen Malkmus, who was brought up in California, and also Scott Canberg. Both of them play guitars and do vocals. They also had a drummer and a keyboardist, and they were a really good jam band. They could really play very spontaneous sounding music and with riffs and different playing off each other, but they were never a hit band. So I would say this song that I'm about to play, Cut Your Hair, was from their second album in 94, and it was called Crooked Rain. And this made number 10 on the alternative music charts in the middle 90s, and you might still hear it today. But this just gives you a view of the dynamics of the band and the lyric writing, which I think is very humorous writing. But this is their probably biggest charting hit, 94, and this is called Cut Your Hair.
Stop it.
It's gonna make him change.
I'm just a boy with a new haircut,
and that's a pretty nice haircut.
Charge it like a puzzle, hitmen wearing muzzles. Hesitate to die, look around, around. The second drummer drowned, this telephone is found. Crazy bands start up each and every day. I saw another one just the other day, a special new band. I don't remember lying, I don't remember a line, I don't remember a word, but I don't care, I care, I really don't care. Did you see the drummer's head?
Songs are bought, and so are you.
That's why.
That is the band Pavement with Cut Your Hair, which was their most well-known song. So why did this group and why did this album influence me? I just think if you dig into their albums, and they also have a good compilation, and you hear the songs they wrote and just some of the riffing and some of the, solos they take and just some of the way the pieces fit together, you know, it's like a car driving at high speed with the wheels about to fall off, and you don't know if it's going to veer to the left or veer to the right. So I find it very interesting to listen to their music. And so I'm going to play another song from that album. And this one's called Gold Sounds. It was the second single from that album. And again, just to kind of talk about, it's not like jazz where they take really strange turns. It's still rock and roll. It's still kind of closer to the formula than jazz would be. But they really stretch the bounds here. And in this song, you can hear it too with the lyrics. There's always playful lyrics, and just the, you know, he keeps his address to himself because it's a secret. And that could have ended the line there, but he just goes and riffs on the syllable cret, 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 cret. And it's interesting to me. So here we go with Gold Sounds by Pavement.
Go back to those gold sounds and keep my advent to yourself, because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential? It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low life opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my address to yourself, 'cause we need secrets. We need secrets, crack, 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 back right now. Because I never wanna make you feel that you're so social, never ignorant soul. Believe in what you wanna do, and do you think that is a major flaw? Rise up in the falling rain, and if you stay around with your knuckles,
Okay, and so that's the band Pavement and an album that influenced me, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. So, 90s, we're humming along with some great music, and this next artist had only one album, and good for them for making it influence me. You might remember this band from the late 90s, I believe 97 to 1999, they were active. This is by a band called The New Radicals, and I wish they had stayed together and made more music, but the primary members in the band were the lead singer and songwriter Greg Alexander, and also, you know, permanent member Danielle Brisebois. She appears in the songs. You hear her vocals. But this album had several charting singles. The first one, which I will play here, reached number 36 in the U.S., but number one in Canada, New Zealand. And this is a song, You Get What You Give, and it has a very good production and a very good sound to it. So let me play for you the hit song from 1998, You Get What You Give by the New Radicals.
Yeah.
And so there you have the New Radicals. You get what you give. Just a funny small anecdote. Back in the late 90s when MTV still had music shows on, they played the video from the song, and there is the little rap at the end, the little poetry, fashion shoots with Beck and Hanson, Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson. And then the couplet, the stanza ends on the words, "We'll kick your ass in." And in the video, the lead singer, Greg, just does this flailing with his two arms and two legs that just looks like a, you know, just like a weird dance. And the VJ made fun. If anybody came at me like that, shouting, "I'll kick your ass," and he was going down. So it is kind of cute if you ever catch the video for that. And so Greg Alexander got tired of making music and went on to other things. And Danielle Brisebois, she was a child actress who was in Annie. She sang in the Broadway cast recording, but she also kept writing songs, got credits. She wrote with Paula Abdul, "I'm Just Here for the Music," and also Kelly Clarkson, "Just Missed the Train," and a whole long list. Leona Lewis, "Alive" and "Let It Rain," Mandy Moore. So she was involved with a lot of music from then on. And so good for the New Radicals. And like other albums in this podcast, just every song on this just sounds great. There's such good lyrics in there. And in fact, the one song even kind of became a meme where the story in the song is he does a porno film for cocaine. "I hear I'm big in Japan," and I've seen the meme, "I hear I'm big in Japan," on shirts and coffee mugs and whatnot. So I'm going to go to another song. This song led the album off. It was not a single, but it's "Mother, We Just Can't Get Enough." And I just like the way Danielle does the phone recording here. At the end, you hear, you know, back when they had pay phones so that you could insert money and make calls. But, you know, the operator is demanding money, please, soul, please. And so listen for that at the end of the song. And very good work from New Radicals.
"Make my nipples hard. Let's go."
Something about you speeding through my veins, and then we hit the ground. There's something about this rush. Take it away, man, it feels so good. I got a feeling, we got a feeling, we get a feeling like we could die.
sugar please, money please, money please, money please, soul please. Please deposit $85 for the next 3 minutes, please.
Okay, there you have the New Radicals with their one and only album, and that was the lead track, Mother, We Just Can't Get Enough, there. And, well, I hope you enjoyed listening to these songs. These were four albums that influenced me in the late 80s and 90s, and this would be the fourth episode of 16 albums that influenced me. So, obviously, we've reached the end of this theme, but please come back again because I have more themes planned, and the next several podcasts are going to relate to artists that definitely influenced me but didn't make the top of my influential album list. So they are influential artists, and I'm going to talk in the next episode of this podcast about Iggy Pop and Blondie, the English Beat, and Sleater-Kinney. And so here are some artists who have a long, long discography, and I will talk about songs and albums they have that influenced me. So this is Dan-O. You're listening to Dan-O's Ones and O's. This is episode 4. You can find these podcasts on anchor.fm, anchor.fm/Dan-O-Becker. And you can also find them on my personal website at danbecker.info, and just look for the podcast label there. And so with that, I'm going to end with my old radio show theme song from Hawaii Five-O, The Ventures. And I thank you very much for listening. Please tell your friends about this podcast, and I'll continue to make them. And thank you for your feedback. And I will see you in about a week or so with another episode of Dan-O's Ones and O's. Thank you very much.